New gambling reporting tool for college athletes unveiled. Digital communication platform Real Response has launched a new tool that will enable college athletes to report suspected gambling activity. Initially founded as Real Recruit in 2015, Real Response allows athletes to anonymously notify their administrations about inappropriate or unlawful behavior involving coaches, teammates, or others in the athletic community. Now, the company is expanding its services to include a new gambling reporting tool that will offer athletes a secure and anonymous way to report perceived gambling activity. The new service is only available to colleges and will involve no extra charges to around 150 athletic departments that are currently clients of the platform. The service is built on Real Response's collaboration with US Integrity, a real-time sports wagering trends monitor, providing a tip hotline that college athletic administrators can use to communicate directly with investigators. According to Real Response founder David Chadwick, college athletes can visit their current Real Response webpage to report various concerns, such as suspected misuse of insider information, potential manipulation of games, physical threats tied to gambling, and more. When they receive a report, administrators can call upon U.S. Integrity investigators to evaluate, verify, and direct the information to the relevant authorities. The public will also be able to use Real Response's platform to report problem gambling and related issues via school athletic websites. Increase in sports betting violations. The service is being unveiled at a time when there appears to be a rise in the number of sports betting breaches among college athletes. Recently, an investigation conducted regarding illegal sports betting in Iowa and Iowa State led to the indictment of around 12 athletes on criminal charges. In May 2023, Brian Bohannon, baseball coach at Alabama, was dismissed following his connection to questionable gambling behavior involving a Crimson Tide game. Earlier this month, stakeholders in college sports in the U.S. state of Minnesota voiced their concerns over the growth of sports betting among college players. The increase in college sports betting cases has also led the NCAA to implement new rules for student athletes who commit violations relating to sports wagering. Additionally, colleges are working with gaming industry stakeholders to monitor player communications to ensure that there is no betting activity. Could this tool by Real Response potentially reveal the concealed gambling-related activities that might be occurring within U.S. college sports? Could the fear of being found out quickly reduce gambling among college athletes? Only time will tell.